Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
This is part of the appeal that the Players Union made public. Colts equipment manager Sean Sullivan sends GM Ryan Grigson an email claiming that the Baltimore Ravens special team assistant Jerry Roseberg called the Colts head coach Chuck Pagano before the AFC Championship game, warned him to be mindful of kicking balls. Apparently the Ravens weren't happy that the kicking balls that they had worked on weren't used. They were swapped out with new balls before that playoff game. So Sullivan in his email goes on to say the Patriots are known to manipulate air pressure before games, saying it would be great if someone could check their air pressure before games. Now, this wasn't directly quoting for Baltimore. He just kind of added this in the email. So at some point during the game, the GM Grigson brings up the balls to the NFL executive VP, Tony Vincent, with the comments about we're playing with a smart ball. So the question is, did the Ravens actually tip off the Colts before the game because of this ball-kicking issue that they had?
There is reporter Ryan Burrow commenting on some of the information that's been released by the Players Union as Tom Brady moves forward with that appeal for his four-game suspension, the NFL suspension. And what's going on in the world of sports talk radio comes in at number 10. Sports talk is usually in the 10th position, different ideas and different items coming up. But that's how we get started on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome into the Talk Radio Show. The week of Friday, August 7th, is what's in scrutiny. All the activity on the air for the past 5 days, reviewing the top 10 talk hits, the talk topics based on the research conducted by the staff at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. Go there every day, read what's going on in the talk world, talk television, talk radio. This is the publication that people go to in the talk radio industry. So that's why we have it as our base, our substance, if you will, for this program as we air all across the country every weekend. The list gets started with number 10. We'll get to number 1 before the end of the hour with examples from various radio programs as to what the backup is for the conversation. And as I say, what's going on in football and baseball, the sports world, Tom Brady comes in at number 10.
Number 9.
In the number 9 position, the continuing conversation, the latest, if you will, on the flight of MH370, the Malaysian airliner. Here's host Jane Foy talking to CBS Mark Rosinger about the latest on the airplane debris and the investigation that now has gotten into high gear.
Malaysia's prime minister is kind of like all over this, saying that the almost 7-foot-long wing part that was discovered was definitely from the plane, but that hasn't actually been made official by the French. Is that right?
That's right. The processes obviously are quite a bit different. The Malaysians are technically still leading this accident investigation. The French, by virtue of finding this part on a French-related island, took it to Toulouse and began to act as the lead investigators. Now, in fairness, they're very good at this. The BEA, which is the French version of the NTSB, has tremendous capabilities and competence to do this kind of work. The problem that we get when we get the French involved in leading this is that by their law, this becomes a judicial form of investigation, not just an accident investigation. Thereby, you get another layer of bureaucracy involved. And in this case, it's a magistrate who is only waiting for a 100% confirmation. And thus far, the BEA, the French version of the NTSB, has not been able to provide that, although they have said there is a high likely degree of this coming from the aircraft itself. When you really think about it, everyone has agreed that this is a flaperon from a 777. There's only one missing 777 in the world. There is only one. There are no reports of missing flaperons of any 777s from around the world. So therefore, it is not going to take a whole lot of deduction to figure out that this really is a piece from Malaysia 370.
Now, some other things have washed ashore. I think a seat cushion or some other type of debris. So while everybody is arguing about is or it isn't, things are washing up on shore. Is there anybody out there studying the currents now to try and figure out where that plane might have actually gone down and, you know, where the bodies might be?
They are. They're continuing to look at current history. They're looking at the winds. They are also looking at the weather history. All of this is being put into a series of computers where they're trying to backtrack in some way, shape, or form to where the aircraft might be.
Number eight this week, the continuing controversy and conversation about Cecil the Lying, the aftermath of that killing. In fact, earlier this week on my Good Day program, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, and I talked to the host of The Pet Show, Warren Eckstein, about the continuing controversy and reaction to the killing of the lion, the fallout for the dentist, etc.
First of all, I can never understand the concept of killing an animal for sport. It just never made sense to me. I mean, I'm not a hunter, never will be, but I can understand someone if they hunt for food and something they need to survive. But just killing an animal for no apparent reason other than to hang a head on the wall is absolutely ludicrous. I remember having an argument. You know who Ted Nugent is? The King of the Rock?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Big hunter. I remember being on the radio with him a year or so ago. We were arguing about hunting, and he said to me, Warren, you know, if we didn't kill the deer in upstate New York, they would die of starvation. And my response was, Ted, then how come I've never seen a skinny deer come back on anybody's car? And he couldn't answer me at that point. So basically, these people that are spending thousands, and it's more Americans than any other country to go over to Africa to kill these animals that are endangered, is absolutely ludicrous. And I think there should be a laws against. And I'm glad to see that planes like Delta, and I also believe a British Airway, are now refusing to bring
American United. Air Canada, Warren, on that list.
Wouldn't you say that a lot of this is sparked because Zimbabwe knows that there's money there, and they have a tourism built, a whole tourism model built on this hunting?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and I agree with you 100%. It's great for tourism, great for Zimbabwe, not great for the lions that are being killed, though. And what possesses someone to come from Minnesota, fly halfway around the world to kill a beautiful animal?
Go.
That $50,000 should have been donated to Zimbabwe to feed the people rather than kill a lion.
All right, so there are continuing discussions about that. For something that seemed to be not mild, but to be not at the top of the list for someone in terms of how it affects the world, this thing really has brought out passion in lots of people, and as we all know, that makes for the best conversation. So we have done number 10, number 9, number 8, so number 7 would be next, and it will be as we continue here on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins, stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
When it comes to daily skincare, many women don't realize there's a difference between good and bad moisture. With high temps and humidity sweeping the country, it's important to consider the effects of both, especially in areas prone to sweating. Dove dermatologist Dr. Ellen Marmer explains.
Good moisture is essential to keeping your skin looking its best. It comes from your daily topical moisturizers and staying hydrated. Bad moisture refers to surface wetness like sweat that can leave behind salt and enzymes and disrupt the skin barrier. Our underarms are a great example where both are equally important. The skin here needs good moisture to keep it looking soft and smooth, but our underarms also have more sweat glands and hair follicles, so we need to ward off bad moisture that can lead to odor-causing bacteria. I recommend using Dove Advanced Care Antiperspirant Deodorant because it provides 48-hour odor and wetness protection and is formulated with moisturizing ingredients for softer, smoother underarms. It will keep you feeling fresh and your skin looking great.
Dr. Ellen Marmer teamed up with Dove to share her expert advice. Learn more at Dove.
Number seven item this week focuses on television, not just television, but a specific program. As most of you know, Jon Stewart has left, The Daily Show this past week. Here's host Chad Hartman talking to Bill Carter from The Hollywood Reporter about the sign-off.
Well, the problem is, I don't know, irony what the word is, but the fact that he's leaving on a night when on Fox you have 10 presidential candidates offering up so much material that Stewart would offer up tomorrow, but we're not going to see him tomorrow.
Well, to be fair, he wouldn't be on a Friday anyway.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
But I'm sure part of him is going to say, well, I wish I had a last shot at these guys. You know what? That will come up again for him because, you know, your comedy instincts don't go away. So
yeah.
When he sees things, he's going to probably want to say, oh, I could say, but it's not going to be able to have the opportunity.
Why did it work so well for him?
Well, you know, like the guy is really, really smart. But I think the other thing is he decided that he would alter the whole approach of late night. And instead of making it be just a comedy show, it really is satire is what it is. It's very formal political satire. And that requires that you have a point of view. And John was willing to put his point of view out there. And he had a lot of passion. And that's what made it work. Because when he got on a subject and he was passionate about it,
yes,
Boy, it came through the screen.
Well, I heard many of the big-time news people, and some of them probably being sensitive because he had offered up some of the barbs towards them, where they would go at him and say, wait a second, John, are you being serious here? Are you being the journalist here? Or are you being the comedian? Would he play both ways a little bit on that,
no,
do you think?
No, I had a couple of occasions, well, one particular where I was doing a stage event with John, and I pressed him on the notion that what he was really doing was a form of journalism, like a political cartoonist, for example.
Yeah.
And he fought that. He said, I am not a journalist. I had never had any feeling of that I'm doing journalism. I'm a comedian. But obviously, this was pointed satire. And to me, it did play like political cartooning.
Let me give you another one that critics will offer up. Don't get to a lot of the other points that have worked out brilliantly for him. Some will look at some of the numbers and say, at his height, it was what? At about 1.5, 1.6, it slowed a little bit. And that too much attention has been paid to him, considering the numbers that he gets and the comparison of that to many other shows on television. Is that fair?
No. Well, one reason you have to say is, look, if he's getting 1.5 million a night, okay, and he's doing four nights a week, you know, how many people are new watching it? And then how many people see the stuff he does online the next day? I mean, he had impact way, way beyond that. I mean, the guy hosted the Oscars twice. He won 10 Emmys in a row. And this guy had enormous impact.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six item on our review list here of the things that have grabbed people's attention conversationally this past week is the anniversary, the 70th anniversary of the dropping of the bomb on Hiroshima or Hiroshima, depending on how you want to pronounce it. The event is something that many people who aren't that old, We don't talk much about it. So here's talk host Richard Dixon with a focus on the crew of the Enola Gay and their thoughts that they wrote about after dropping the bomb.
The 509th Composite Group was formed by the U.S. Army Air Force to deliver and deploy the first atomic bombs during World War II. The group was segregated from the rest of the military and trained in secret. Even those in the group only knew as much as they needed to know in order to perform their duties. Here is the crew of the Enola Gay and their thoughts about the use of the atomic bomb after having dropped the thing. Pretty amazing. Air Force Captain Theodore Dutch van Kirk did not know the destructive force of the nuclear bomb before Hiroshima. He was 24 years old at the time, a veteran of 58 missions in North Africa. Paul Tibbets told him this mission would shorten or end the war, but van Kirk had heard the line before. Hiroshima made him a believer. Van Kirk felt the bombing of Hiroshima was worth the price, and that it ended the war before the invasion of Japan, which promised to be devastating to both sides. He says, I honestly believe the use of the atomic bomb saved lives in the long run. There were a lot of lives saved. Most of the lives saved were Japanese. In 2005, Van Kirk came as close as he ever got to regret. I pray no man will ever have to witness that sight again. Such a terrible waste. Such a loss of life. We unleashed the first atomic bomb, and I hope there will never be another one. I pray that we have learned a lesson for all time, but I'm not sure that we have. After the war, Van Kirk got a master's degree in chemical engineering and worked for DuPont until his retirement. He passed away in 2014, just last year. He was the navigator, by the way. Major Thomas Farabee, bombardier. He pushed the button to drop the bomb on Hiroshima. He slept on the plane both before and after he did his part. After the war, Farabee stayed with the Air Force, serving in the Strategic Air Command and in Vietnam. He retired as a full colonel. Colonel Farabee, who retired from Air Force in 1970, always argued that the Hiroshima bomb was necessary. I'm convinced that the bombing saved many lives by ending the war, he told Newsmeek in 1970. Doesn't mean he had no opinion on the further use of such weapons. Now, we should look back and remember what just one bomb did, or two bombs, he told the Charlotte Observer in 1995, the 50th anniversary. Then, I think we should realize that this can't happen again. He passed away in Florida in 2000 at the age of 81. Lieutenant Jacob Besser, electronic countermeasures. He did not get to see the bomb. He was too busy keeping an eye out to make sure that there were no other signals that could accidentally detonate the bomb. And he was keeping an eye on the radar for enemy planes. He also, by the way, was the only guy who served on both the Enola Gay in the Hiroshima bombing and then 3 days later in Boxcar when they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki. He said, given the same circumstances and the same kind of context, the answer is yes, I would do it again. However, you have to admit that the circumstances don't exist now. They probably never will again. I have no regrets, no remorse about it. As far as our country was concerned, we were 3 years downstream in a war going on four. The world had been at war, really, from the 30s in China continuously, and millions of people had been killed. Add to that the deliberate killing that went on in Europe, and it's kind of ludicrous to say, well, geez, look at all those people that were instantly murdered in November of 1945. There was an invasion of Japan planned. 3 million men were going to be thrown against Japan. There were about 3 million Japanese digging in for the defense of their homeland, and there was a casualty potential of over 1 million people. That's what was involved. If you take the highest figures of casualties of both cities, say 300,000 combined casualties in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, versus 1 million, I'm sorry to say, it's a good trade-off. It's a very cold way to look at it, but it's the only way to look at it. Now, looking into tomorrow, there's something else again. I don't have any answers for that.
Pretty interesting retrospective of reality. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, speaking of reality. So we've been from number 10 to number 6 in the next half hour, from number 5 to number 1 here on this week's review.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph.
Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here, have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but...
But you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract paired with healthy heart choices is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
The top 10 items from the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. Talkers charts we're going over for the week of August 3rd through the 7th. The stories that are making it the top of the heap we'll get to in this half hour, and I don't think there's probably going to be much debate, as I'm thinking you're thinking by looking around. Ah, I know what number one is. It sometimes is a mystery and kind of fun to go through all of these. So to review where we are at this point, number 10 on the countdown, NFL early activity for the season, Major League Baseball, who's in the playoffs, what's going on, are you surprised by how well or not your team is doing. At number 9, the Malaysian airliner debris found, speculation as to where the plane is or if it's the plane, boss. Number 8, the aftermath of the death of Cecil the Lion. Number 7, Jon Stewart saying goodbye, at least to television, for now. Number 6, the anniversary, 70th anniversary of the bombing of Hiroshima. Okay, so that's the last half hour. Let's move into the next, this half hour.
Number 5.
Number 5 item is this theater attack, the story from Nashville this week. More violence, more of the same, some people are saying. Let's listen to this review from Talkos' J.C. Corcoran, who has on his program correspondent Dan Mandis. They discussed the latest attack in a movie theater that took place this past week in Nashville.
The officers who got to the scene at this movie theater just outside Nashville are being credited with great work.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an amazing story because you had this guy inside, 29-year-old Vicente David Montano, And he's doing what he's doing with, of course, the axe, the pepper spray, and what at the time they thought was a semi-automatic pistol. There were a couple of police officers that were in, that were just outside the theater dealing with a traffic accident. So people start running out of the theater, scream at the cops, hey, this is what's going on inside. So literally within a minute or two, these police officers were engaging Vincente David Montano inside the theater. They had their guns drawn and everything else. They exchanged gunfire. Now, it ultimately turned out that Montano was carrying, again, what they thought was a semi-automatic pistol, actually was an airsoft gun. And so a lot of folks now were looking at this and looking at the history of Montano. He has a serious history of a mental illness, and a lot of folks are wondering now if this was actually suicide by cop. He ultimately tried to get out the back of the theater once the SWAT team showed up, and the SWAT team was waiting for him outside, and they took him out in a hail of gunfire there. So, again, you look at a guy who we're getting more and more details about this guy, and it looks like he was sort of in an emotional spiral. He, again, had been institutionalized at least three times in the last several years, and his family had reported him missing 2 days ago. He is also said to be homeless. He was somewhat of a drifter in the sense that he lived in a whole bunch of states, including Illinois, also Florida, Alabama, Texas, and Missouri as well. And so he has a very storied history, and right now the police and the authorities are just trying to figure out exactly what happened. They're going to look at, obviously, his medications. They're going to look at what medication he perhaps was on, was not on. Was he taking whatever medication has been prescribed? There's a lot to this.
Number four. This is a very hot topic, a very interesting controversy, the Planned Parenthood situation. Here's radio host Nicole Sandler talking to political analyst Fred Clarkson. They discuss the group behind the highly edited videos that are at the heart of the controversy surrounding Planned Parenthood and its future.
I've spoken briefly about this issue. I don't want to give those videos any more, you know, airtime. Certainly wasn't going to play them here. I did watch some, and it could tell that they are edited. And I got to say, I mean, as you're watching these videos, somebody who deals with the group behind them and others similar to them on a regular basis, what was your original thought?
Well, you know, I try and keep an open mind on these things. You know, I'm an investigative journalist.
Right.
Whether if somebody comes forward and says, you know, we've got the goods on somebody, I take a look.
Right.
I'm interested in the content, but I'm also interested in the method. And, you know, what I saw in the videos, you know, was the evidence, the documentation, the content of what was there did not support the allegations as presented. And that was just glaring to me.
To me as well. And so then you decided to look into just who these people were at the, quote, Center for Medical Progress, one of the most, you know, Orwellian named groups out there, because yeah, they're about anything but progress. But first time I heard of anything dealing with these videos was a question to a listserv that I'm on when someone said, has anybody heard of this Center for Medical Progress? And we realized that no, that they haven't been around very long, that they've done virtually nothing, certainly nothing before these videos, but yet they do enjoy tax-exempt status, which I find really disturbing.
Well, just about anybody can get a 501c3 tax exempt status without ever having done anything.
Right. Well, and that's a problem in and of itself.
That's kind of normal.
Wow. So when did you said, all right, I'm going to look in to see who's behind these videos? How did this come to be?
Well, it was interesting. I'd read up a bit on this. I'd followed in the days following. I've been reading about it, but I honestly hadn't intended to look into it until I read the op-ed by somebody from Catholics in Alliance for the Common Good, an ostensibly liberal and democratic organization endorsing the videos. And I thought that the Catholic Alliance had been dead for years, and here it was popping up again. And I thought this was astounding. My first sense, as was yours, Nicole, was that this pro-life group, and you're going to take this stuff seriously, but you're also involved in journalism and involved in liberal think tankery, you would think that, well, I've never heard of this group, and they're making outrageous charges. The least I can do is to look into them. I was astounded that, in a rush to judgment, that this organization came forward and endorsed the video and called on Democratic and liberal progressive leaders to check out the video as well and to and to call on Congress to do something to defund Planned Parenthood. This was within 2 days of the release of the first video and appeared on the op-ed page of the Washington Post. And, you know, it raises basic questions about what kinds of people you are allied with on a range of issues who will rush to judgment in this way.
Number three.
All right, we're cooking here. Number three, the illegal immigration discussion, perhaps exacerbated or heightened by the discussion in the debates from the various Republican candidates. Here's the radio host Doug McIntyre talking to correspondent Jim Roop about a city that is in a small city in Los Angeles County appointing two illegal immigrants to one of their city commissions.
Even the LA Times covered this story. You know, I guess so. There are some things that illegal aliens can do that even the LA Times will take note of.
Well, this is weird, to say the least. However, there's no law that prohibits an illegal immigrant from being appointed to a position on a commission. They just can't be paid because that's prohibited by federal law. They can't really make policy of any kind, just be advisors. And so it's sort of a volunteer position, but still it's a position in government.
Yeah, well, it would seem to me that if you're not legally allowed in the country, that should preclude you from being on any... In other words, somebody who's not a citizen of the United States and can't be a citizen of the United States because they're in the country illegally is now on a commission that can set policy that can tell Americans what they can and can't do.
Yeah, I mean, they can't even vote, so they're not allowed to participate in the political process in that way, yet they're allowed to participate in the political process
that can impose laws on other people.
Yeah, and you know, I don't understand it, but I hear the argument that's being made in that city of, what, 60,000 people? It's mostly Latino, lots of undocumented folks there. You know, they want to bring that voice to the table. But then the question is, and that was asked at the city council meeting in Huntington Park, why do they need a voice at all if they're not supposed to be here in the first place? There are more credible, qualified, legal citizens that deserve positions on those commissions rather than those who aren't supposed to be here in the first place. That was a huge argument, and I was surprised at that argument that so many people voiced that. Even a lot of Hispanics and Latinos in that city council meeting were voicing the same objection.
Well, that's one of, you know, Jim, that's one of the great unreported aspects of the whole illegal immigration story is that the, and I hate to use this AM radio cliche, but the mainstream media talks about the subject of the undocumented as if it's a monolith, as if every Hispanic voter, Latino, Latina voter in America supports amnesty and open borders. And it's not the case, because many, many, many millions of people who came to this country legally, and going back to Cesar Chavez, of all people, opposed illegal immigration because they understood what the consequences of it were. They understood what it did to the value of labor, etc.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can go back. You can search any of those speeches by Cesar Chavez, and you hear him coming out against illegal immigration, how it's hurting his efforts in with farm workers, so on and so forth. But it was amazing at that city council meeting how few Eurocentric white people were there, and it was a very large Hispanic community really voicing outrage. And I couldn't believe how easy it was for the city council to approve those positions. Now, look, as great as those guys seem to be, with all the volunteer work they've done,
right,
taking advantage of the education system here, they're trying to advance themselves. When I ask the question, are you working towards citizenship, neither one of those two would answer that question directly. So if they want to at some point be elected to public office, they're going to have to become citizens. But still, it's almost like being an illegal immigrant at this point is a badge of courage, and that's more of an authoritative aspect to your life than it would be to become a citizen of the U.S.
All right. We'll take a pause for a moment, then get to number two, and then number one on this week's countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond Powder Spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting?
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond Powder Spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Geico applauds your inner road name.
A slow clap goes out to your biker alter ego. You might be mild-mannered Michael in the office, the guy known for raising his hand in meetings, but out on the open road, it's Motor Mike. Geico supports you and your bike, Motor Mike, because beyond cars, Geico insures motorcycles, those glorious room machines. With 24/7 customer service and great rates, the only thing you'll be raising from now on is a heck of a good time. So head out on the highway and make that road yours, Mike. Make it yours.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could say.
The founder of Lumber Liquidators has returned and is taking us back to basics so you can get the best selection of quality hardwood at the best price. This week, get clearance deals on pre-finished hardwood starting at $129. Hand-scraped tobacco road acacia for much less than what you pay elsewhere. More from 59 cents and 18 months financing.
Hi, I'm Tom Sullivan. I started Lumber Liquidators over 20 years ago with the basic idea, cutting out the middlemen, just good wood at a good price.
Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
How fast are Allegra gel caps? It's raking the leaves and loving it fast. How strong are Allegra gel caps?
I'm running with my favorite workout partner, Strong.
Non-drowsy Allegra gel caps give you noticeable relief of your toughest allergy symptoms. It starts working in just 1 hour, 2 times faster than Claritin's first dose, and stays strong for 24 hours.
It's saying yes to pick up football with the guys, Strong.
Allegra gel caps. Nothing's faster, nothing's stronger. Among OTC oral antihistamines. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a 4-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barriers Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.org.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
Number two item is the Iran nuclear deal. Let's listen to this conversation on the Kim Kerrigan radio program.
I know that you did some extensive research. Tell me why you've decided to throw your support behind this deal.
Well, because I think it's a good deal, and I think it's in the best interest of the United States, and quite frankly, it's in the best interest of the world community to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And I think this is our best opportunity to be able to achieve that goal. I've sat through classified briefings, and I've been to the White House for briefings. I've talked to our intelligence officers. I've talked to representatives from the other countries that were involved in this kind of multilateral agreement. And I'm convinced that this is our best opportunity to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. And I think there's the alternatives are all bad. I hope that Congress doesn't, vote this down or override a presidential veto, and that this deal can go forward. I think the implications of this deal failing, I think, would be disastrous for the United States, not only with regard to Iran, but I think it would diminish our credibility in the world community.
Mm-hmm. Congressman, what do you say to those who claim that this may be putting off a nuclear weapon when it comes to Iran, but that they'll have time to development during the course of this agreement?
Well, I don't see how that's I don't understand that criticism, because I think the agreement is pretty clear about what Iran can and cannot do, there will be intrusive inspections. And by the way, if Iran doesn't agree to any of this stuff along the way, there are snapback provisions, and the sanctions all go back into play. But under this agreement, it's not just about 10 years or 15 years. Iran really is obligated to not develop a nuclear weapon forever. I mean, they're going to be signatories to the a non-proliferation agreement, which basically, if they're going to follow it and they're going to adhere to it, they can't develop a nuclear weapon.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Well, we had to the Talk Radio Countdown Show focusing now on the number one item this week, and it's the presidential candidate debate from the Republican side. Joining me now is WMEL's John Harper, WMEL on the Space Coast of Florida. John and I have had many conversations about a lot of great and important things. He runs WMEL Talk Radio AM 1300, soon to be at a different address on the dial. John, congratulations on that.
Thank you, Doug. Soon to be this Sunday, WMEL AM 1060.
People listening to your program, you have a very active audience. One of the things that I have great respect for on your station, and it's an example for many other stations, no matter how big the market, how big the station, you really engage your listeners. So just for a moment, if you wouldn't mind going back over the past week, this is a local issue, it's a national issue. What have some of your listeners been saying on the air and posting, because again, you have a very active website, about the context of the debate, what the anticipation was, and then once the debates were over, what do they think about whether there were winners or losers, the conduct of the Fox people? There are all kinds of conversational points here, I think.
Well, Doug, there sure are. And first, leading up to last night's debate, I think those of us here in the state of Florida look at our politics perhaps a little bit different, especially in regards to the debate last night, because five of the debaters are actually residents of the state of Florida, with, of course, Jeb Bush and Senator Marco Rubio being the two prominent ones, but also Mike Huckabee, who lives here in Florida as well. So people here in Florida kind of look at it as our homegrown boys going at it last night in the debate. And I think as they attempted to, the candidates attempted to take the spotlight off of Donald Trump, they were successful, especially from what we're hearing in our talk shows already since last night and on our website as well. And the fact that Mike Huckabee perhaps kind of stole the spotlight and was surprisingly acute in his answers and the way he presented himself. And a lot of people think he looked very presidential. Others think that Jeb Bush did well. Jeb, one of our callers remarked, looked the most presidential, because he looked like his father, the former president. So they kind of joked that Jeb looked the most presidential. But nonetheless, I think Mike Huckabee, from what we're hearing, perhaps came out in front. Ted Cruz as well scored very well from what our host and our callers are telling us here early this morning. So I think were they successful in kind of dethroning the train or derailing the train here of Donald Trump? And I think the answer absolutely positively is yes. What a difference 24 hours makes.
In Florida, I will tell you that I'm looking at the results on the poll that we've had at DougStephan.com and some of the other national the polls, the focus on Donald Trump, whether or not he won or he didn't win. There are a lot of people who felt, as you were suggesting, Jeb Bush did a good idea. The overall situation in a conversational sense, in part, is not on the debaters, or, and even whether it was a debate. There are a lot of people questioning whether it was even a debate, and they don't like, and I'm seeing here wholesale numbers of people and listening to people talk about how horrible the Fox presenters were. Did you get a sense of that?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people are indicating to us this morning already that the Fox moderators, presenters, whatever you want to call them, were harsh, at times confrontational with the 10 candidates on stage, and just didn't like the way that came off. I think that kind of backfired on the Fox people.
Yeah.
So that's the one area that I think we'll be hearing more conversation about today and throughout the weekend and next week as well, as parts of that debate are played back and forth over and over. But again, Jeb Bush, Ted Cruz, Walker did very well, I think, and Mike Huckabee, from what we're hearing, scored the best.
All right. John, thank you for your overview. Always good to have your insight. John Harper runs WMEL Talk Radio in Cocoa Beach in Melbourne, Florida, on the Florida Space Coast. Certainly he's got his fingers on the pulse of what people in Florida are thinking. And there'll be much more discussion of this, I'm sure, across the weekend and through into next week. I'm Doug Stephan. You're listening to, or have listened to, this hour of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.